LBC News, it's 6 minutes to 5. Let us cross to the United States and speak to our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, who can bring us right up to date with the George Floyd murder trial. What's happened today, Simon?
Well, the trial is in a break at the moment, Ian. It's going to be recommencing shortly, but we've been hearing more evidence from a Los Angeles Police Department expert on the use of force by police forces all over the country, Jody Steiger, who has been testifying, as we've heard from several other police experts, that Derek Chauvin, who denies charges of murdering George Floyd last May the 25th in Minneapolis, should have eased up in his treatment of his suspect once passers-by alerted Officer Chauvin and his fellow police officers that George Floyd had passed out. Here's some of Jody Steiger's testimony.
Initially, when Mr. Floyd was being placed in the backseat of the vehicle, he was actively resisting the officers. So at that point, the officers were justified in utilizing force to try to have him comply with their commands and to seat him in the backseat of the vehicle. However, once he was placed in the prone position on the ground, he slowly ceased his resistance, and at that point, the officers, ex-officers, I should say, they should have slowed down or stopped their force as well.
So he very much echoed the testimony earlier this week of the Minneapolis police chief, who insisted that excessive force was used by Derek Chauvin and that his actions went beyond the Minneapolis Police Department guidelines. Also testifying, Nicole McKenzie. She testified yesterday afternoon. She's a police medical dispatch specialist with the Minneapolis Police Department, and she was questioned by defense lawyers about whether she, in her career administering medical attention to criminal suspects and to others on the streets of Minneapolis, had ever done so in an environment where bystanders were looking on and becoming angry at the official response to a situation that was playing out on the ground.
If you had a very hostile or volatile crowd, I know it sounds unreasonable, but bystanders do occasionally attack EMS crews. So sometimes just getting out of the situation is kind of the best way to defuse it.
Okay. And have you ever had to perform emergency services in not even a hostile crowd, just a loud, excited crowd?
Yes.
Is that, in your experience, more or less difficult?
It's incredibly difficult.
So I think it's becoming increasingly clear in which direction the defense strategy is heading. They're going to argue that the crowd themselves were a threat to Derek Chauvin and his fellow officers. And they're also going to argue that George Floyd's use of opioids and the fact that he was drugged at the time of his arrest made him a very unstable suspect, and that the police were worried that he might regain consciousness and become violent. The defense, of course, Ian, doesn't get its chance to present its witnesses for several days. We are knee-deep in the prosecution case.
What's the latest COVID news with, I think it was Independence Day was actually being called exactly that by President Biden, wasn't he? Saying we'll all be back to normal by then.
I mean, it's like a bouncing ball. It's like a yo-yo. Now he's back to saying that by July the 4th, Americans will be able to gather in small numbers in their backyards over burgers, beers and barbecues and celebrate Independence Day. But he suggested yesterday possibly only the fully vaccinated would be able to do that. He was applauding the achievement of a new milestone here, 150 million vaccinations in the arms of 150 million Americans already. That's way ahead of his previously planned schedule. But he was also trying to warn people about the threat posed by new variants. He said it's good news and it's bad news, and we need everybody to continue doing the right thing if we're going to overcome case numbers and deaths that are beginning to rise in many parts of the country.
See, the Texas Rangers, their stadium was absolutely full, wasn't it, for the baseball yesterday?
Yes, well, that's the state of Texas for you, where yesterday the governor signed an order making it illegal for anyone in the state of Texas to create vaccine passports. And indeed, the White House caved yesterday on the issue of vaccine passports, saying that President Biden has concluded there is going to be no U.S. government government credential that people will be required or even encouraged to carry showing their vaccine status.
Amazing. Now, what's this about a boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics in 2022?
Well, in a sense, I wish I knew. We were all taken a bit by surprise yesterday when the State Department spokesman, Ned Price, during his daily briefing, not once but twice, said that consideration was being given to a boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics, that the US had put this issue on the agenda in talks with America's allies and was thinking of trying to rally a group of countries to boycott the Games. Then, later in the afternoon, a senior State Department official said that's not the case. And there have been no conversations about a boycott of the Games. Beijing is promising a robust response if the United States decides to pursue that idea.
Whilst you're on, does your remit go as far as Brazil? Because I was looking at the figures for South America. Brazil is totally over 4,000 deaths a day?
4,000. They just hit the 4,000 deaths in a single day yesterday for the first time. I mean, you know, the difficulties in the country are manifold. The so-called Manaus variant, that variant that originated in Manaus in Brazil, is rampant in the country. President Jair Bolsonaro, a right-wing populist, has never taken the pandemic seriously, even though he himself had COVID-19. He's refused to implement any lockdowns. He's told the people of Brazil to stop whining about COVID-19, but he's got as much of a political crisis on his hands as a public health crisis. His health ministers keep quitting, and last week, the heads of the Army, Navy and Air Force also resigned, saying they wanted to be no further part of his government. So it's a dire situation there.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're all in denial. Thank you very much indeed, Simon. Unlike the former president of Tanzania, who said we can cure this thing through prayer. And then he died of it. It's 5 o'clock. We'll have all the headlines next.
On your radio, on Global Player and
Play LBC News.
Where the news never stops. This is LBC News.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.